That pepperoni is good.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Part two of this episode. And we're here, same people. Betty, Becky, and Olivia. And right. Lily.
And we're celebrating Christmas a little early, but we're having cheese and crackers and stuffed mushrooms. And
wine.
And wine.
The stuffed mushrooms are almost done.
Five more minutes. Really? So what were we talking about?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was
lots of fun.
Rebecca got really drunk.
Okay, I didn't get really drunk. I got drunk.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, now we've got to celebrate. Now we're going to go to Christmas.
Me and Christopher had to cut her off.
You didn't cut me off.
Yeah, you were like, I want another drink. And we were like, no.
Whatever, I was fine.
Anyway, now we have Christmas to look forward to. We're looking forward to Christmas.
Looking forward to Christmas.
Exactly.
We're having...
What are we having?
A cheese board with Munster and smoked Gouda and salami.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
I hate salami.
You don't like pepperoni?
Well, Grandma, I don't eat meat.
Oh, you're a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what's good for you.
I do. Not cured, wrapped up. Fat.
Salty pepperoni with cheese.
The good things in life.
No. No.
Anyway.
Definitely.
Looking forward to Christmas.
Oh, yes.
We're going to... What should we do on Christmas? We don't really have much. Where it's just going to be us.
Should we do Christmas caroling?
Okay.
In the neighborhood?
We need stuff to entertain ourselves.
Hmm.
We can't do our usual white elephant
family occasion. No, I know. Huh?
Shouldn't really be eating on the podcast.
That would be... Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? Next year is going to be better.
Lily's barking at the cheese because she's spoiled.
We're going to have this epidemic next year.
Epidemic.
Pandemic.
Pandemic.
We'll be fine.
Okay, you can have some cheese, Lily.
Yeah. Christmas, I'm mostly looking forward to having 10 days off of work.
10 days? 10 days off of work?
Yep, my last day is December. How'd you get that? It's December 23rd.
You mean you're losing your job?
No, I'm just, there's a holiday break. So, because of the way... The holiday falls that we have off from Christmas Eve till after New Year's. So you have off on the 24th, which is a Thursday. So I have off from that Thursday, and then there's a whole week off. And then the next week from there, like it usually would be like...
Nobody ever gets off 10 days from Christmas.
No, but this, I'm telling you, it's the way it falls. Like, usually it would be from, we'd have off from
Thursday,
Christmas Eve to
Thursday,
New Year's
Friday,
Day.
Saturday, Sunday.
But because of the way it falls, we have off from Christmas Eve, and then New Year's Day is on a Friday, so then two more days. So it's like we basically are off for like a weekend, 2 days. Just because of the way the weekends fall.
So you mean you don't go to work the 26th of December?
No, I'm off.
Or the 27th, even,
no.
The 28th, 29th.
No.
That's very strange that they gave you that much time.
I know, it's weird. They're just, I don't know. They want to have off for the holidays, whatever.
Wow. You're very lucky. Did you get paid?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you get paid, I guess it's good.
Yeah, who cares? I'm excited. I'm going to say, see you later.
So what are we having for Christmas? We know what kind of...
I don't know.
I don't know what menu we're having either.
I would assume we're having lasagna at some point.
Okay.
Or eggplant parm. That's what we usually do.
I'm really a fan of
well, wait,
eggplant
what is
parm.
Which day is usually fancier? Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve is usually fancier, I think.
I think Christmas Day.
So then
I feel like they're both fancy, but like I don't know. Oh my god, Lily, we know you want to be on the podcast.
Yeah, you know everyone can hear her.
Hi, I'm Lily, and I want to be annoying.
Anyway, Lily is hungry. We should have brought
her. What are you buying Lily for Christmas?
What if he listens to this?
That's right. You know, another thing I was telling you about that thing with the wrought iron with the little dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, I put those.
Oh yes, I saw. You showed me a picture. Yeah, you want that?
No. There's something else. Something was very strange that I've been
looking. So you want a Yeti and a dish holder?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Cool. I'll take note.
And I don't know what I was thinking of something else, but I can't think of what it was. But it was very simple. It was just a thing. I said, "Oh my god." Oh, I don't know what it was. Oh, I know what it was. Fiddler on the Roof. I cannot find my CD for Fiddler on the Roof. Oh, and the 12 Days of Christmas. I've lost.
That's what you want, Fiddler?
Fiddler on the Roof. You know that? That's
Fiddler on the Roof.
That used to be Poppy's favorite.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
Nope.
No?
It isn't? That's it.
I could sing on the pod.
Please stop singing.
Then it was a. If I were a rich man, I'd have one.
Break it down.
Staircase going up,
break
one
it
going down.
Woo.
I'd have woo. All the money woo. In the world if I was a wealthy girl.
Sunset. Yes, you love me. Do you love me? That's what he said. She said to him. He said to her.
What?
You don't remember that?
Sunrise, sunset.
And then I don't have the 12 Days of Christmas. I lost some of them. I guess they must have fallen down off the tree and fell.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
There's ornaments, 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh. Well.
And I only have like three or four of them maybe. You know, like they have first day of Christmas, but you look at me, la, 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 la.
Oh, you had all those ornaments?
I had them. Yes, I had all 12 of them, but they must have fallen off the tree or something. I have no idea where they are. They're gone. Mm. I only have, I'm sorry. I only have about five of them left. You know.
I decorated a tree at Louie's house recently. It was a grand
time.
You saw it? Does it look so nice?
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah. We watched Elf, and we decorated the tree. And, Louis wanted to have eggnog, but I wanted to have wine, so I had wine.
I brought the rum.
And he had
beer. I forgot to buy the eggnog. But
you didn't have eggnog?
No, because I was like, he's like, let's have eggnog. I was like, let's have
rum in the eggnog.
You could put liquor in eggnog.
Yeah, but I'd rather rum. Not have eggnog. Yeah. Like, I'd rather, like, eggnog's good, but, like, I'd rather have wine. No.
Well, you could have let him have eggnog.
I said you could have eggnog
and
I'll have wine. No, then he was like, oh, okay, I'm have. Then he decided to have beer.
Did it happen in the house?
I think he did have rum, yes. He has rum. But we don't usually drink, like, make drinks at his house. We usually just have beer and wine, you know?
Why not?
I don't know, because, he really likes beer. So, you know, he always has, like, different beers.
Let's not burn the.
So,
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, the mushrooms.
I forgot.
Oh, shit, that goes with the pecan pie.
Yeah, who's a burner of food now?
Anything?
They're actually perfect, not burnt.
Yeah,
oh,
whatever.
I'm glad.
Yeah, whatever.
Watch out, love.
Where should I put them?
You can put them right here. I'm going to give you a spot.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Sunrise, sunset.
Where's that other room?
Sunrise, sunset.
Oh, here. You can put them on this thing.
Okay, I'm coming with them. Watch out.
You can put them on that thing. I think. And we just need a spoon to put them out.
Wine is delicious.
They're very hot.
Don't touch.
I feel like we should move it in a little, though. So we can...
Yeah, because you don't want her to, be like, ooh, mushroom, and then touch it and burn herself.
Yeah. Mommy likes It's a Wonderful World, Wonderful Life.
I haven't watched that.
I'm good right now. I have some.
What is it?
What, crazy girl?
What?
What?
I pulled your balls.
So, yeah, I'm having a little trouble getting into the holiday spirit. Like, I was really excited for Christmas and Hallmark movies, which I've been watching a lot of Hallmark movies. But now I just feel sad because, like, everything's getting canceled. Like, my, what's it called? Secret Santa with my friends is canceled. And then...
Wait, I thought you were still doing that.
No, now we're doing it virtually. I shipped my present today.
Oh, they're not coming over anymore?
No, they're not coming over. I shipped my present to my friend who's my Secret Santa, and we're going to have Zoom meeting.
Well, that's not fun.
It's fine.
We we're not
better
doing
than nothing.
We're not doing it.
Well, we're gonna do a white elephant, no?
Yeah, we'll do like a white elephant, you know. Yeah. Like
me and my
friends
and Rebecca. Okay, maybe Louie.
Yes, Louie has to come.
Christopher said he was going to, but also who knows?
And then like we're supposed to go.
Wait, so who's
to...
it gonna be then?
White
elephant.
Oh, just us, I guess.
When? We have to plan it.
The 23rd, I thought.
Fun
well, I have off on Christmas Eve, so.
Did we plan that?
We had decided that, I thought.
The 23rd?
Yeah.
Why not the 24th if you were?
Well, because the 24th, there was people have plans with their family.
No.
And then I was supposed to go this weekend to Louis' cousin's house for, like, a holiday gathering. And now Louie can't go. Like, we're not going to go because Louie's studying for a test he has to take. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. And I just feel bad that he's studying a lot, but whatever.
Well, listen, he's going to get ahead with his job.
Yeah, I just feel bad because he's all stressed out.
He won't be the only one.
I know, but he doesn't have any fun when he's stressed out. So, like. All like stressed.
Well, my friends and I are not doing our Christmas exchange either. Shut up.
Grandma, you can turn the noise off of your phone.
It's Kyle.
Why is Kyle keep texting you?
He's sending her pictures of the Christmas decoration.
Oh. No.
I think he's thanking me.
Oh. For what? Being an amazing grandmother?
You got it, baby.
Being responsible for his life.
Lily, you're seriously
so annoying.
You got
it, baby.
Stop barking. I love you.
What are you? It's probably that he got in my
face. Girls' night with Lily.
Can you get me my light? Where is my light? Oh, here it is.
Lily's like, girls, I want to eat too.
Girls, where's my wine?
This guy, your Christmas. Gift.
Maybe she's hot. Maybe
she
should take off her sweater.
You want to take off the sweater?
So much. We love it.
Come on.
We'll put it on later when she has to go outside because it's cold.
Having a cookie now.
Having a cookie now.
From a cookie from the basket.
Oh, you gave him cookies?
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you in a minute. Just let me not talk to you until I get this.
Lily's naked.
She looks weird when she has her sweater on.
Hello. Hi, Kyle. Hi, sweetheart. How are you? Hi, Carrie.
We just got the Christmas basket you sent us.
Oh, good. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, well, we just had a cookie.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy it and have fun. Have fun for Christmas. And you got your tree. You got your tree up, I see.
Yep, tree's up. We just decorated it with a small amount of ornaments we have.
Well, that's okay. Whatever you have. It looks good. Mm-hmm. It's happy. You had a good anniversary?
Yeah, our anniversary was just lovely.
Good. So you're doing well. And you love your house.
And we love it.
Good.
We just ordered our couch.
Oh my goodness. Wonderful. All right.
We've been making do without one, but.
Well, now did you get your bedroom all done? Remember you were building it?
Mirror in there now.
Oh, good.
Bedroom's done. Got to do the peel and stick wallpaper next.
And soon it's going to be Carrie's birthday.
Yes,
two more days. Woohoo. My goodness, you got a lot of things happening in 1 week.
Oh, yeah.
Fun ride.
But what the heck? Sunset. It's good. Rebecca and Olivia are here with me.
Hello.
Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
We're doing a podcast at the same time. We're just doing so many things at once.
Well, I'll tell you fast.
So confused. All right. I just wanted to say hi and thank you and lovely. Everything is good. I'm glad everybody's happy.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for thinking of us. Thanks for sending this our way. Oh,
enjoy a bit of it. Of course. I wouldn't think of not. You're always in my thoughts, sweetheart. I love you too, sweetie. All right, I'll talk to you again, honey. Let me talk, because we're on the podcast. I have to keep talking. Oh, enjoy our podcast once in a while. You'll see, it's a little crazy.
All right.
Today's a nutty. What? What are we talking about? We're talking about everything under the sun. Okay, sweetheart. All right, bye, honey. Did I call him? Did he call me? I don't know if I pushed the wrong button.
You probably called. Let me see. I'll tell you.
Called him.
I have no idea. I still have to tell him that.
Willie, come on now.
Enjoy the.
No, it was an incoming call. He called you to say thank you for the whatever you got him, the basket. I want to have a house.
Was the basket for the house or for Christmas?
No, it was for Christmas for them. Oh, for both of them.
Maybe we should all move.
I'm not going to see nobody.
So maybe we should all move to Florida so we could like afford houses.
You know, I wasn't seeing
what?
I wasn't seeing Shannon. Tampa's
actually
Devin.
Pretty nice.
I wasn't seeing Taylor.
Well, yeah, you don't see anybody
so
but us.
I sent everybody a basket. I said, "This is your Christmas." The two of them, you know, instead of
poor Lily doesn't have a dinner.
Trying to figure out what.
My God, you gave her like a million pieces of this weird meat. Ew. Gross.
It's pepperoni.
Gross.
She's hungry.
Don't talk to her.
She doesn't have her food.
Anyway,
you can starve the child.
Whatever.
Now, anyway, so that's what I did because I'm not going to see that. So
whatever.
Instead of, you know, nobody can go out to a restaurant. Nobody could do this. Nobody could do that.
Sunrise.
I got your mother
sunset.
And father.
So what are we going to eat for dinner?
An espresso coffee maker. A cappuccino coffee maker.
I feel
maker.
Like cooking's too much work.
That's
nice.
That's for the mother and father. Your mother
so
and father.
So what should we eat then? Lily?
I feel like grandma doesn't want to cook. That's too much work for her.
So what would you want to order?
Well, the sauce is made. I just had to eat up in the pasta, but whatever you want.
Lily, this is literally yours. You won't eat it.
Anyway, so that's, let's try the mushrooms. Let's see how they taste.
All right. I'm trying to feed Lily this.
It's an eating podcast day.
It's all right. It's
but
the
it's
holiday.
Getting late. We have to figure out what we're gonna eat.
Well, first
we will. We have like dish. We're recording for like 12 more minutes.
Is there a napkin over there?
You want this?
Okay, guys, we're eating the stuffed mushrooms.
See how you like
Grandma,
it.
Tell the explain the recipe.
Okay, that was gonna be mine, but
It's good. Take the mushrooms, you take the stem out, you chop the stem up, you do the onions, you do the breadcrumbs.
Hot.
So you chop up mushroom stems,
mm-hmm.
onions, saute it with butter, I think, and olive oil, and like
no
spices.
Olive.
No, just butter.
Just butter.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy does olive oil.
Spices, mm-hmm. basil.
Yeah, basil, oregano.
Basil, no oregano.
No, just basil.
Just basil. Listen,
all right,
who's
I'm
doing
wrong.
The recipe? It's basil and onion.
Wow!
And
basil,
and
onion, mushroom stem, and then
Marcello wine.
You put Marcello wine, Swiss cheese, and breadcrumbs.
Exactly. But not bad.
So good. The worst thing about Louie is that he hates mushrooms.
Oh,
yeah, but
so
he ate the stuffed mushrooms one time.
No, he hated it.
So
really?
Have another one.
No, on Thanksgiving, I always say, I'm like, you don't like mushrooms, but you'll like my mom's stuffed mushrooms. So on Thanksgiving, I was like, here, just try one. He's like, okay, fine, I'll try one. He eats it, and he's like, oh, it's good. I could tell on his face, like, he wants to vom. And then he's like, the next day I was like, wait, so you ate the mushroom. How was it? He's like, it was horrible.
Oh,
he wanted to throw up. Because he hates the texture. Like, he doesn't like the squishy texture. And Christopher was like, oh, yeah, these mushrooms slap. They're so juicy.
They are.
And he hates the juiciness of mushrooms. So he just kept getting, like, more and more grossed out by the mushrooms we were eating. But I was like, whatever. At least you, like, held it together, you know, like, because if you want to be part of my family,
Suzanne,
you got to eat the
mushrooms.
I know.
Weird. She makes chicken marsala with no mushrooms. I can't
that's
believe
what? It. That's not chicken marsala.
That's not chicken marsala.
Well, it's the wine and it's the chicken. But she doesn't use
them. But like part of the dish is the mushrooms. There's so many mushrooms in it.
I understand that. But what can I tell you?
Well, this is the first thing I've eaten since like 11 in the morning. Need like, more.
Eat breakfast at 11 and then that's it.
Well, what do you want to do for dinner?
I don't know. Rebecca's usually the pickiest.
Well, I really don't care.
Okay. So then what should we eat?
Whatever you want.
Oh, this is
Italian.
This is going to be a difficult decision.
Chinese.
I would eat Chinese.
Okay. I'm going to eat Chinese.
Is there any good Chinese around here?
The only one I know is Johnny's. Johnny's.
Oh, Johnny's.
That's the only one I know.
We used to have Johnny's in our town and then it closed. That's now the only there's one no I good know. Chinese.
You know, I think they still deliver. I think they still open.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look.
Now the decision is what we're going to get from Johnny's.
I almost got shrimp and broccoli.
Fried rice.
Vegetable dumplings.
Johnny's.
It's an eating themed pod.
It's good, I'm telling you. I mean, and Christmas is good. I don't think we're going to have any snow for Christmas. We're going to have a little bit of flurries tomorrow, but not much.
I would like some snow, like now, so I can have off from work.
It's in Maine. They have snow.
I'll go to Maine.
Well, go visit little Brookie.
All right.
While she's there.
Actually, I'd rather go to Maine in like the summer. Should have gone.
Huh? They had a Christmas festival there Saturday night.
That sounds lovely.
But she said it was a little snow. It was nice. But it wasn't as festive as it usually is because of the pandemic.
I could imagine so.
It's just crazy, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I love her dress. I think it's very nice.
It is. It's beautiful.
Very beautiful.
I'm glad she's happy with it.
Very excited for the wedding. Wish it was October.
Oh.
But it is 10 months away. But
well,
we're excited for Brooke's wedding.
It's fast. It's going to be fast. And as soon as this pandemic is over, it'll be wonderful to have a wedding with you can dance, you can drink, you don't have to wear a mask, you can go traveling.
More than that.
Which I would do anyway.
More than not wearing a mask, because it's not that it's not the mask that's annoying. It's just the, you know, fear of getting sick and getting people sick.
Yeah, but also you can't dance or you just can't stay close together. No cocktail hour.
Yeah, but the vaccine is coming, so.
Oh, it's coming and we're going to be fine with it.
Everything will be fine. All we have to do is just wear your mask. I'm a little scared. Getting sick.
Yeah, but
we're not going to get sick. No one's gonna
I'm very
sick.
Scared of getting sick. Just, like, it's just, I we're mean, where I work, people don't wear, I'm the only one who wears a mask, so.
Even after the vaccine is out, I think people will still wear their masks for a long time.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because now we're used to it. We're like, oh.
I don't want to wear it to the wedding.
You think about it?
No,
not
like,
all,
a,
like
not a wedding. But
think
like
about all the germs
Target
from one another.
So gross.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it for the wedding.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like when you go into the grocery store, like I can see myself wearing a mask.
Yeah, because like being around like random people who
it's winter, right?
Just breathing on you, like
no, it's not cold, but you know you're in New Orleans, it's warm.
Where?
I think I should wear silver.
Silver.
Silver bells.
Maybe royal blue.
Whatever
bells.
Color you think looks best on you.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's Christmas time in Levittown.
Okay. They have shrimp dumplings.
No. Shrimp dumpling. Maybe. Pork buns.
Is that being difficult?
It's so good.
I don't eat meat.
Well, shrimp dumplings is not meat.
They don't have vegetable dumplings.
They definitely have vegetable dumplings.
They don't.
Maybe they don't anymore. They change. They do.
They don't.
Damn.
Oh, they do.
Don't let it be right. Say they don't. She's never going to take the phone and look.
Grandma, what type of dish do you like?
I like everything. I like everything.
Because we could share a chicken or something?
Yeah. You know what? There's sesame chicken. There's chicken and broccoli. There's chicken with cash. Oh.
The fucking nuts. Do you like General Tso's chicken?
Yes.
Okay, let's get that. That's my fave.
You know, do you think General Tso's shrimp would be good?
Mm-hmm.
Never had that. I always get shrimp and broccoli. That's
it's
like
supposed to be like spicy, but usually it's not spicy.
I just love the broccoli.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, she's so dramatic.
She's been doing this for.
So we're about to wrap up soon. Any last quick thoughts?
It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's been a crazy time, but we're doing okay, I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
Little things are disappointing, like not being able to see the tree. I did see it on TV, but not being able to go down, not going through.
What do you mean? The tree is right here.
She means Rockefeller Center.
I got everything done. I'm happy with the season coming.
Everyone, get their Christmas shopping done before stores close.
Before we lock down. The stores that are really losing their going out of business. Yeah.
It's all very sad. One thing maybe that will brighten your day, I'm doing this new thing on Instagram where I live Insta story as I watch Bravo shows.
If you don't watch Bravo, just skip this section.
Okay. Sunday night, I recapped season finale of Potomac Housewives, and it was a big hit. Candace Dillard reposted what I posted about her song. So, you know, I got some new followers from that, and, like, people, like,
did
were
–
Yeah, I did.
How many?
I'm not going to say that. Today. That's, like, that's not class A. Oh. But – I have to say, it seemed like people really like it. So then, I'm going to continue it. So tune in if you're a Bravo fan. If you want to be like up on the show but don't have time to watch, like just watch my story. It's at Rebecca Hines, and I'll be doing that for every Bravo show I watch. There's a good amount on right now. So, you know, enjoy. Give me a follow. Let me know if you like it. Anything you want me to add. Anything you don't like. Whatever. Like, up for it.
If you want our stuffed mushroom recipe, let us know.
Yeah, please DM me.
Is that the that's when
and
too,
I can
right?
get that uh-huh. for you. Also, if you have any questions and you want any advice, Grandma's great at giving advice, as you can see.
Did I ever give you the advice of the dryer with the clothes?
What?
You put the clothes in the dryer. You put the sheet in to make it soft. Then you put 3 ice cubes.
Ice cubes?
And you know what? The wrinkles come out. Your clothes don't come out wrinkled.
Oh, I have to try that.
Yes, try it. Because I did it the other day without the ice cubes, and my clothes are wrinkled. So.
Yeah, but also, like, once you take your clothes out of the dryer, like, you have to fold them right away.
Yeah, but I'm
sometimes
just saying.
Sometimes I don't do that, and then
this was wrinkled-free, which was nice.
Wow. Yeah, so if you want great advice like that, you can email us greatmindsdrinkalikepodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM any of us, DM me, at Rebecca Hines. And, you know, I'll speak on the podcast about your questions and such. So, that's all I got to say for now.
And enjoy yourself and keep your mask on.
You can hear Lily's.
And distance.
Goodbye.
Yeah, please
nice
social
way.
Distance.
And mask. Wash your hands.
Please wash your hands.
Don't put your fingers in your eyeballs.
Although I like to do that. Don't do it.
Before you wash your hands.
And thanks for always supporting and loving us. I have to say, it's been a journey.
Say happy trails.
Lily's so angry. She's like slapping.
We're
going to
feed Lily.
Lily's getting angry.
I don't have any food.
Goodbye, everybody. Enjoy your wine.
Enjoy everything.
Cheers.
Cheers.